media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very good win for your team on Saturday as you come back home and pick up a 38-28 victory over Richmond. Just give me your impressions on the way your team played.
Well, it was a bounce-back win, and Richmond is, you know, a good football team, obviously very dangerous on offense. And, you know, I thought offensively, you know, it was nice to see us put a first drive together there and get on the board. And, you know, then they countered with a long pass, which, you know, they can do. They kind of had us on our heels defensively most of the first half. They can do that, you know. Combination of their talent and their scheme. I thought we played fairly well offensively in the first half. You know, we ran the ball and threw it equally well, and went in with a 7-point lead. And you know, to start the second half, we muffed a kickoff and had the ball on our own two, and then fumbled. So before you know it, it's a tie game. And then, you know, we responded with a touchdown drive and recovered a fumble on a kickoff. So next time they get the ball back, it's a 14-point game. And then it got a little close there at the end, but we were able to ice with the field goal. So, you know, we talked about putting a good Monday together, then a good Tuesday, narrowing our focus, bouncing back after a loss, which I thought was a big step for our program because, you know, last year we won 8 in a row. And then when we lost to New Hampshire, we had JMU next, lost to them, lost the playoff game by a point. So we needed to prove that we could take that step, bounce back from an FCS loss and win a game, which we did. You know, we have a bye week this week, which I think is much needed. You know, even though technically we had one when the William & Mary game was canceled, it really wasn't a bye week in terms of the schedule for the coaches or the players. And I think we need a bye week right now. We're a little bit emotionally spent, you know, particularly after the JMU game on the road and then the Delaware game on the road. You know, that was a lot of energy we invested in those two games, and then losing, of course, our quarterback and Malcolm Summers, probably our two most dynamic players up to that point. You know, I just think that we need to get recharged a little bit. But I was very pleased with the way Jalen Green came in, and, you know, he ran the ball. He had over 100 yards rushing without counting the sacks. And Jalen Thomas, of course, had a big game at running back. And so the two Jalens came in and really gave us a boost.
What was the biggest – obviously, you weren't running the ball 21 times with Davis. What was the biggest change you were able to make in a short amount of time to get Jalen ready to play? And as you said, he had a great afternoon. But just talk about how he was able to handle that situation.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of confidence in Jalen Green. Him and Davis came in at the same time, and they battled for the quarterback job our first year. And, you know, he's a little bit of a different style than Davis Cheek. You know, he's more mobile, and Davis is a little bit more of a proficient passer. But, you know, Jalen did a great job with some explosive. I think he was over 30 yards of completion. You know, he threw for over 200 yards and made some really nice throws in this game. And, you know, the plan wasn't to run him quite that much going into the game. You know, they count sacks as a rushing attempt, and then, you know, we centered the ball. But there was some read option type stuff in there where he could give the ball or pull it. And, you know, the way Richmond was playing, the pull opportunities were there on Saturday. You know, I doubt that we'll run him that much down the road, and we'll probably throw it more. But I thought he played extremely well, and, you know, going in, you know, we had a lot of confidence in Jalen Thomas, too, who played really well for us early in the year and then sprained his ankle, you know, after the Furman game in practice, the week the William & Mary game was canceled on Wednesday. And so we went about 3 weeks, you know, without him. But he's a guy that he's a really good running back. He's a true freshman, and, you know, he can make you miss, and he's a tough guy. He's got good hands out of the backfield. So, you know, I thought he played extremely well.
You touched on the numbers that Jalen Green hit on some of those big plays. How much does that, I guess, make it tough on defenses when he's able to run the ball the way that he did? Did that open up things for you in the passing game on some of those big plays?
Well, you know, it was press coverage type of stuff, you know, which, you know, when people are going to commit to stop on the run, that's one way they do it. And, you know, we were able to complete a double move early in the game to Corey Joyner for a touchdown, you know, which was a really good route and a really good throw. And then another long one to Colt Taylor on a post coming out, I think about a 95-yard drive, which was, an excellent throw. He had pressure in his face. And then, we were able in the second half to hit the running back on about a 30-yard touchdown on a hot route where they blitzed. And, he threw the rail down the boundary, threw the ball with a really nice touch. And then we had a super big play to Cortez Weeks there near the end of the game on a third down where Cortez, made a nice catch and made some people miss for about a 50-yard gain. So, you got to be able to run it and you got to be able to throw it equally well, and I was really pleased that we were able to have production on both ends.
Obviously, it hurts not having a guy of the caliber of Malcolm Summers, but you've always been deep with Cyphers and McNair and some experienced guys. What do you feel like Jalen Thomas gives you back there that maybe some of those other guys don't?
He's got a little more juice, a little more change of direction. He can take one the distance. He's hard to tackle in space. He's got excellent change of direction and vision. He was highly productive in high school. He's used to carrying the ball, a lot. And so he's a different kind of back than we've had here. And also gives us some versatility out of the backfield where, he's got excellent hands. So you get him a ball in space, he's a really hard guy to tackle. So just got to keep him on the field.
Defensively, you're able to hold Richmond's top-ranked passing offense to a little over 200 yards, which is well below their average. And then you mentioned the big play, Matt Baker's play late. How did you feel like your defense played against Richmond?
Well, they hit a long one on us early. We sort of had miscommunication on a coverage. And they were able to get some runs out there on us, too. So I thought we played a lot better in the second half. We had a sudden change on about our own 8-yard line, and Richmond rammed it home. But then after that, I really thought we started to tighten up on defense. We had a huge bust at the end of the game on a 4th-and-4 where a player's supposed to be in a deep middle of the field on a blitz, and he wasn't, and gave him an easy touchdown pass, which got them back to one score. Aside from that play, I thought we played a lot better in the second half.
We haven't had a chance to talk too much this season about Skylar Davis, but he's hit some big field goals for you, including the one that, like you said, gave you a little bit of cushion on Saturday. How big of a boost has he been, and just for a young guy to hit some of the field goals that he's hit this season?
Yeah, we've got a lot of confidence in him. He was a true freshman out of Georgia also, terrific soccer player. He can do a lot of things with the ball. He got us the surprise onside a couple weeks ago against JMU too. And, he's been 100% on his extra points, and, he's really up there on field goals, and, he's nailed them from 50 and 52 in practice. So, he's a guy we have a tremendous amount of confidence in, and, he did hit the crossbar on one at the end of the near the end of the game that could have put us back up 2 scores, but then we went right back to him, and he drilled it right down the middle. So, he's got a lot of talent and a lot of poise, and he's not affected by the circumstances of the game. And, he's a guy that when he's out there, kicking a clutch kick, I'm feeling pretty good.
All right, Kurt, thanks as always for taking time with us. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, thank you.